This is CliffCentral.com. The buzz on CliffCentral.com. Trying to bleach, trying to
blame, man. Need a slow clap and command, man. And there you are, CliffCentral.com. It is The Buzz. I'm here, Jennifer Su, and this is Nikita Camacho. And we've got Jason Von Berg missing in action. Where is Jason?
It looks like he's trying to check down some package, so we'll see what's going on with him later.
Oh my goodness. What kind of package?
I don't know. It sounds very mysterious.
It does. When I got Maybe the it's message. A huge drug shipment.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what he's dabbling into nowadays. You know, times are tough, eh? You know, after that budget speech, everybody's just going a bit
Well, there you go. So, I missed you guys. It's really great to be back.
I know, it's been forever.
I know.
It's okay, we're just being communicating spiritually, you know, through the awards show, through red carpets.
I've been enjoying the red carpet. Did you like the Oscars this year?
Actually, I was finally impressed with the red carpet because it's been so disappointing. You know, the fashion and, you know, you always expect so much of these celebrities. And I actually thought to myself, has so much been done already that there's no more, like, interesting fashion or groundbreaking things that we've seen? And one of my favorite looks from the Oscars was actually Lady Gaga.
I thought she was amazing. And white was actually a huge trend this year on the Oscars red carpet. And she rocked
stunning.
It.
And I just thought, you know, it was so nice that, you know, she still had that billowing, all that fabric, and it looked gorgeous on her. And meantime, it was a pair of pants underneath. And I was just kudos to her.
I think it's great for her designer, who's also her close friend, Brandon Maxwell.
Yes.
You know, doing that whole sort of pants and gown together, I think was very creative. But she's really brought him out because she's been wearing all of his creations lately.
And I think only Lady Gaga could have pulled that off, to be honest.
Definitely.
Especially for the Oscars, anybody else who did that, they would say, you know what, it's such a risk for the Oscars. You know, it's so high class and hoity-toity, you have to dress the part. And, you know, it's Lady Gaga.
Were you happy with Leonardo DiCaprio winning?
I was. In a sense, the whole half about it, I just thought, you know what, it would be sad if he lost it. But I thought, you know what, they made a big deal about it. He was eventually going to win. And I thought he should have won Wolf of Wall Street.
Me too. I loved him in Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, he's been nominated since 1993 consistently. Finally, you know, they've taken
some
attention.
But I almost felt like it was almost a pity Oscar, to a point.
A little bit,
That just was my only thing. I thought, if I had to win an Oscar, it would have to be because you loved what I did, not because, oh, shame, she's been nominated so many times, you're not going to give her an Oscar.
We really should give
her. No.
And Spotlight winning the main picture. I guess I was expecting The Revenant, actually. But, you know, I guess a little bit of Spotlight.
Yeah, it was a bit of a variety. And I was actually surprised that a movie like that would take center stage. You know,
and the person who got the most attention was Stacey Dash.
Yes.
The one about, I want to help my people out. And we're going to have Black History Month.
I just can't take it seriously. Come on. She's from Clueless.
That was completely random. How did Chris Rock just pull her up out of nowhere? And everybody was like, this is completely random, this person.
No, it really was. And then obviously the blogs, everybody was going crazy about it. Everybody had their 2 cents to say about it. And I just thought, shame, she's not going to be invited elsewhere after this.
Indeed. Well, we're going to move on. Speaking of films and all of that, we've got the CEO of the National Film and Video Foundation of South Africa, Zama Mkhosi. She is a superwoman. We've got her in studio coming up right now on The Buzz.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
And there you go. A very warm welcome back to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. We are with the NFVF, that's the National Film and Video Foundation, CEO of South Africa, Zama Mkhosi. Welcome, Zama.
Thank you very much. It's exciting to be here.
Great.
Very thrilled.
Awesome. Well, you are with us on The Buzz because we chat entertainment, and we've got the SAFTAs, the SA Film and Television Awards, that's coming up on the 18th and the 20th of March. So tell us what we can expect.
Yes, well, it is exciting time. It's in its 10th edition of the awards, so we're holding it for the 10th time. I think people can really look forward to, once again, a showcase of all the excellent talent and excellent product that comes from the South African film industry. It's an opportunity to really stop and take stock and celebrate all the great work and the people behind the fantastic work that we always see on our screens every night.
Anything we can sort of look forward to that's different this year?
Well, what's going to be unique this year for us is we really want to make sure that we promote audience participation. Audience is very important to the awards. We do not want the SAFTAs to be the type of awards that speak to itself, but we want to appreciate that the audience makes us to be where we are. So we've got a couple of categories that are going to be voted for by the audiences. We have TV presenter as well as the most popular soapy. So I think people watch a lot of soapies and therefore want to pay homage to their choice. So we're going to have that. But at the same time, we are going to also be having special recognition awards where we're going to be celebrating people that contribute to the industry and that often come from provinces or locations that are outside of Johannesburg or Cape Town.
And just speaking about recognition, I was just yesterday I spoke to Justin Bonello, and he was just talking about production, you know, film industry in South Africa and filming, and saying that this past year Cape Town had its busiest year in terms of film. And yes. I just see like it's actually exploding here in South Africa.
It is really, really quite positive. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. We did a study as NFVF, which we commissioned Deloitte to do for us, on the economic impact of the industry in South Africa. And the numbers show that, in fact, the film industry more than pays for itself. The Department of Trade and Industry makes available certain incentives for the industry, but the contribution back into the GDP by the film industry, I think, shows that there is positive contribution. As the National Film and Video Industry, I mean, Foundation, we obviously want to make sure that there is a wider spread of opportunities even in other provinces. So we're working a lot with the other provinces in terms of seeing what is unique about them that they can tap into. Wildlife is very big. Northwest has got great potential when it comes to that. So we are working with them in terms of setting up structures and opportunities even in other provinces, because we've got a lot to give. Avengers was shot here in Johannesburg, exactly, and it was one of the biggest movies for Disney. So they shot here in Gauteng. So other provinces will soon be giving Cape Town a run for their money.
Any films that are going to be coming here soon you can let us know about?
Well, most of the ones that we're working on, we can't let the cat out of the bag, you know, when you sign these confidentialities.
You have to tell me that Brad Pitt is coming. Please, Brad Pitt and Angelina, weren't they supposed to be coming a while back? What happened to them?
You know, you never tell what happens, because often the negotiations happen until the very last hour before stars are supposed to get on the plane. So even this one, I'm very scared to even mention any names. I will not.
But someone big.
There's always big people, also from not only from Hollywood, but also from Bollywood and the continent. We're working on a few projects from the continent as well.
Excellent.
I think that's what's fantastic about the South African film industry, is that people come out to film and they don't have just one type of, let's say, landscape or venue or location.
Yes.
There's sets to do. You can get everything under the South African sun that you actually want.
Completely. And the advantage is that they get it for far less than what they'll pay for anywhere else in the world. And yet the quality of it is first class.
Absolutely. Especially with the Rand where it is now.
Yes, I was just about
the bargain basement for all of these Hollywood film producers.
It is one thing that is working in the favor of the industry, but at the same time, yes, we still wanted to recover just a little bit so that we can afford to go elsewhere.
Yes, well, that's true.
Yeah. And now, speaking of going abroad, are you going to Cannes Film Festival this year?
Well, we always position a South African film industry at Cannes. We've got a global positioning strategy as the NFVF, and we always take South African content to the world, because we want to make sure that South African content has an opportunity to compete par on par with the rest of the content, because we feel that the film industry has come a long way. Filmmakers are now making films that are engaging. You know, they're making films that really can compete with the rest of the world. So it's up to us to open up those markets for the South African film industry. Whilst at the same time, we're always conscious to go to platforms where there is appetite for South African content. Right. So we've done studies, we've looked, and we see that, for instance, the BRICS region has got a huge interest. In fact, we have a team now leaving tonight for Rio to attend the Rio content market. And in there, we are going to be positioning South African films, but also South African concepts that are still in development, because we want to promote partnership between the two countries' filmmakers.
Now, I mean, Ayanda has done so well.
Yes,
been really well received abroad. And how do you feel about that? Proudly South African.
Seriously proud of South African, and proud of the often behind the scenes work that people do to make such successes a reality. Because it takes a lot to make a film, and it takes even more to make a film to travel. And I know filmmakers are really working hard to position their content, but also to make sure that when they get there, they are prepared and they are ready to be able to talk the language, and they're able to position their content. We also had Tell Me Sweet Something recently screening at the Pan Africanist Film Festival in LA,
right.
And that also, you know, received quite positive reviews.
Excellent.
And then also just looking at like recently with Kanye and Bao's movie.
Yes.
And that broke.
Hollywood.
So, yeah.
Happiness is a four-letter word.
And that was, I just thought it was incredible that, you know, this is a movie that just got female leads, and that just showed that, you know what, just because it's a South African film, you can expect top class acting, and we can break records at the box office.
Absolutely. I mean, it really wasn't by coincidence. You know, we had a situation in the SAFTAs a few years ago where we didn't even have a nominee for the category of the lead actress. I think it was probably 3 years ago. And that was quite an embarrassing moment for certainly myself, being in a leadership position of an organization responsible for promoting the film industry. And the interventions that we put in place, we started ring-fencing funding for women stories. We started ring-fencing funding for women to tell stories. Mm. And we've seen a rise in the past couple of years of stories that are told by women, stories that have leads that are women and that are strong. Ayanda, you know, as you're saying, is one. Happiness is a four-letter word, is yet another. So I think we are slowly making progress, even for women in film.
And breaking down those barriers as well.
Completely.
The power girls, we love it. Now, what about the Oscars? What did you think about this year's Oscars?
Well, this year's Oscars were quite something in many respects. I think the challenge is obviously that they came under in terms of the whole being challenged around diversity is not any, you know, it's not unique to the Oscars, because any industry evolves, and awards shows are but a mirror of the state of where the industry finds itself, which is the same with the SAFTAs. By the time the SAFTAs come out, and even some of the challenges that we've had as the SAFTAs and are still working through are as a result of the realities of the film industry. And they therefore bring to the front the issues that we need to grapple with and we can no longer put behind us. And I think the Academy did well in terms of confronting those issues and being upfront around we admit where we are not where we should be, and being transparent, because that is really the only way to do it, because no organization has got it all figured out, but we need to really be working on continuous improvement. And as the SAFTAs, we are also on that road of continuous improvement.
So then, just like you said, transparency is key to it. And
yes,
I think maybe perhaps at the next Oscars we will have a more diversified you know, lead, and also with the organization. It really was disappointing to think about it.
It was. And I think also personally, I'm not sure if even the way that it was handled during the ceremony made it any better or made it worse.
There were definitely some very bizarre parts.
Made it worse in my view, because it is diversity is a serious matter, and it should, in my view, really be treated with a little bit more respect.
And also in terms of, did you notice how many presenters they brought out, like black actors and actresses, just to bring out, I just thought, you know what, are you addressing the problem, or are you trying to compensate?
It looked too much like trying to compensate.
Yeah.
And we understand, I mean, a transformation is never a quick win. But for as long as you are not addressing the core of the issues or seen to be addressing the core of the issues. You are simply putting a band-aid over a serious wound.
Mm.
It is a journey, though. I think that much I can attest, even from the SAFTA's point of view, because we still face the challenge that, you know, certain categories are not as diverse as we would want them to be. And therefore, what are we as SAFTAs doing about that? But what as NFEF, yes, we may be doing a lot in terms of, as I said, funding previously disadvantaged and funding all of that to come through. But still, even as the awards, I think we still are up for a huge challenge in terms of diversity.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sama Mkosi. She is the NFVF CEO. And of course, the SAFTAs coming up the 18th and the 20th of March. You can follow the SAFTAs on Twitter at SAFTAs1. You're on The Buzz. Coming up, we've got Lorna Maseko. Awesome power woman presenter as well. She's got Cooking with Lorna Friends. She's going to tell us all about what you can do this Easter. That's coming up on The Buzz.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And there you have it, Cheap Thrills from Sia and Sean Paul. That is the new track indeed right here on The Buzz, CliffCentral.com. Always great to be with you, myself, Jen Su, Nikita Camacho.
It's always nice to have just the two of us. You must admit.
It is a girl, but this is like, I feel like this is a girl power session.
It is. I was just going to say, it's like a power session.
This is the power. Did you see my tweet?
I did.
My tweet is from
it.
Power women to porn stars. No.
I thought it was quite.
About my accent? Yes.
Yeah.
It could, well,
porn?
Yeah.
You know.
Porn or pawn?
I know. There's always a confusion. People will be like, okay, especially with the questions that we'll ask them. So we'll find out later.
And a power woman we have right now in studio is Lorna Maseko. Hello.
Hello.
Babes.
How are you guys?
You're looking great. You just flew in from Cape Town?
I did. Work, work, work. Always working, right?
I know. Working so hard with what you're doing. And you've got this great project for Easter. Tell us all about it.
I do. I'm so excited about it. It's called Cooking with Lorna and Friends. And I think some of your listeners kind of have an idea about what it's about. And we've got another one coming up on the 12th of March, and we've kind of made it bigger. So as opposed to just having people come there and cook, if you don't necessarily like to cook, you can still come through, buy a picnic basket, hang around Marubeng, which is the cradle of humankind and one of the most iconic destinations we have here in the country. And you know, there'll be food stalls, there'll be beverages, there'll be lots to do, entertainment. So it's going to be tons of fun.
So this one's really family orientated.
Really, really family orientated. And we're just trying to make it bigger. You know, the next one might not necessarily be family oriented, but not just because you love food. You could just want to come because you want to just experience a different destination, or you just want to take a drive out of Johannesburg and the hustle and bustle, and you just want some peace and quiet. So essentially, yeah.
So I was just looking at, you know, the tickets that are available, and I see that there are picnic baskets. People can get involved, bring the whole family, and that you're also having a cooking experience.
Yeah, so the cooking experience is tons of fun because I teach the cooking. I'm no chef, I always say. I'm just a huge foodie. And basically, it's like we've got like cooking stations with like basic two-plate pots, you know, knives, cutting boards, blah, 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 all that stuff. And I generally teach a recipe of sort, and which I still have to design.
I was just about to ask.
I still have to put that together. And then after that, we all the food that the guests cook goes to charity. And obviously, if you're paying for the full experience, you get to then get a picnic basket, chill, and we've got a band performing. We've got a few DJs that we're still confirming. So it's going to be tons of fun.
And then you're just saying about, you know, you haven't chosen this recipe yet.
I know.
And you say you're not a cook, but then how are you going to test your recipe beforehand?
I generally do.
Set around and say, okay, guys, please give me your honest opinion. This is going out to a large audience.
Generally, I will taste it myself and know if it's like a good recipe or not. I don't know if that's like arrogant.
But what are some of your favorite recipes?
Yeah. I just love good home cooked food. Like, you know, but I, you know, for me personally, as an aspiring, I'm not an aspiring chef, an aspiring.
Foodie enthusiast.
I'd love to
food
kind of
connoisseur.
I'd love to learn how to do that like Michelin star type food, even though it's so pretentious. I would just like to like show off one day for dinner and be like, have like ice and like steam and all these things. So yeah,
and all those amazing foams that they put on the food and be like, this is infused.
And it's so
with.
Easy to make foam though, actually.
It seems easy, but a lot of it is quite difficult.
It is technical,
gastronomy stuff. It's very technical.
No, very, very technical. Very, very technical.
And I went to one of your Cooking with Lorna.
You did in Cape Town.
That was a lot of fun.
That was lovely. Yeah, at the Spear Wine Farm. Mm. That was lovely. Yeah, we had the Michelin star chef there. And we'll probably do the same in July. We'll have the Michelin star chef come through. We'll find like an international chef to come through just because people are lackers of things.
Well, we had the best time. We were drinking and eating.
Too much wine.
A lot of eating and a lot of drinking and a lot of tasting.
There's never enough wine, I
think. I know.
No, trust me, there was lots of wine. We were on the farm, so
Yeah.
It came in tap. It was like on tap.
No, but this time, will you also have a chef with you, or are people bringing their own picnic baskets, that kind of thing?
They can buy picnic baskets at the door, or they could bring their own and bring their own stuff. It really is just a day, you know, just to spend outside of Johannesburg, you know, like, and that's why we did that, so that people wouldn't feel like, oh, I'm just coming to cook and then I've got to drive all the way back. But then you can actually relax. You can have a good time. You can go, you know, and experience Marubeng for what it is. You know, there's the Sterkfontein caves as well. There's the, you know, what do you call it? I just forgot it.
Well, everything with the Cradle of Humankind.
Yes, it's a museum.
Home and the Lady. I wasn't too sure as well.
It's a beautiful drive out, yes, too.
It's a gorgeous place. Mm. I mean, I went there the other day to recce the area, and it really is just like glorious. It's amazing.
Now, where do you collaborate with other people to scout out different venues?
So I work a lot with Gauteng Tourism, just because they know all the nooks and crannies of this country, of Johannesburg at least. And they suggested Marubeng as a really iconic destination. So that's why we've gone out there. And I also, like, the thing about the event is that we have three a year, and you want to make the destinations a bit iconic, because you don't want to go to another dinner or another regular venue. You want to do something different all the time, so it's also one of our key objectives to ensure that we do different places, different areas, etc.
Okay, so just also, now we're talking about the foods. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for this year? Because I know this is, you know, we in March. What else is on your plans? What else is on the horizon for you?
So, yeah, so I have like a few business interests that are completely have nothing to do with cooking, which I'm really, really excited about. But yeah, so definitely cooking merchandise. So I'm going to start working on like aprons and cutting boards and knives and yeah. So
and TV and events.
And yeah. And
top billing.
Hopefully, yeah, top billing is like, it's like saying is my underwear on.
Oh my goodness, would they want you to say that?
So it must
be hard to do all this, and then, you know, top billing calls you and says, listen, tomorrow you've got to go to France, or you've got to
do
this and
cover
that.
You just make it work.
It's hard to do.
It's a juggle.
What about balance?
Yeah, I don't think there's balance. It's about just moving to that particular rhythm at that particular time. So sometimes the rhythm's like really fast, sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's crumpy, and you know, it's hip-hoppy and it's DMX-y, and yeah. So
who's the coolest person you've interviewed?
The coolest person? Ooh, I would say Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong to look at either.
Yeah,
that's nice eye candy.
Yeah, he's hot.
Well, just talking about that, mentioned the Avengers being filmed in South Africa.
That's it.
So, and that you've chatted to him. I don't know if I'd even chat to him. I think I'd be like, oh.
I know.
Yeah,
it would be like, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
No, it's fun. And also, what about the best event you've been at? I went to
Dubai with friends, and for New Year's, and it was like a girls' trip, and it was the best New Year's Eve party I have ever been to. Like, there was literally
this year's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so there was like literally every kind of food you could ever imagine. There was caviar, champagne, and oysters on tap. Like, I thought I was in heaven. Like, it was under the stars. Okay, there's no stars in Dubai, but it was like under the sky nonetheless. And there was like a live band, and it was amazing. Like, I had the time. That was definitely one of the best parties I've ever, like, it was worth every cent. It was hella expensive.
So from parties to cooking to everything else in between, where can people find you on social media to see what you're up to?
Awesome. So I'm more on Instagram these days, but on Instagram it's Lorna Masego, Lorna Masego, which is pretty simple. And on Instagram, on Twitter, it's Lorns, Lorns _ Masego. And on Facebook, are people still on Facebook? I'm kidding.
Yeah, they do.
It's Lorna Masego. On Facebook, it's Lorna Masego. So hopefully people can come through and support local stuff, you know?
That's right. The 12th of March in Cradlestone. That is Cooking with Lorna and Friends.
Awesome.
The Easter family experience. Get that picnic basket
I
going.
I know. Get that bottle of champagne. Let's go turn up in Marubeng.
Awesome.
Well, in a quiet way.
Coming up, we've got Porn Stars. Porn Stars? Porn Stars. They're coming up right next on The Buzz.
We're going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach you this in school.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
And that was One Direction with History. You're back with The Buzz with Jane Sue and myself, Nikita Camacho.
That's right. And we've got our porn stars. Porn stars. Porn. I'm sorry. It's my accent. I don't know how to say it properly. But they are porn stars.
Porn. With R. Porn.
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 Yes, you
porn.
Are porn
you
stars.
Go. Yes, here you go.
Okay.
They are naughty bunch, so we don't mind.
Roy Peretz, Cecily Pavoncelli, and Lee L. Ramon.
Hi.
Ooh, that itself sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Very exotic as well, huh?
I know. So you guys are in Season 2 History Channel, DSTV 186. Tell us more about Season 2.
Well, what I can tell you, we haven't seen the Season 2. We've just been in it. Let me tell you, it was hard work, meaning we had people chasing us with cameras the whole day for about 3 months. Was it 3 months? Even more.
More
than 3 months. Yeah. And we created beautiful 16 episodes of, and they say it's like, what is it, 200% better than the first one.
Yeah, because I understand, I watched the first season. I remember when you guys came out of the first season and you had quite a variety of people coming to store and the things that they brought in. And I just thought, okay, you know, when are we actually having a second season? And Murphy's Law, that email popped in and say, oh, the guys are back. Here's a second season of Porn Stars. And I hear that there is quite a naughty episode that involves a vibrator.
Oh my God. See, people do. You know, people have written into Twitter told. Saying this no, is P-O-R-N or this is P-A-W-N.
Let me tell you, I'm 53 years old, going to 54. I really wanted it to be P-O-R-N. They say I'm too old and we're going to P-A-W-N because my mind works better than my, that's what they say.
You just use special pills. They're blue, they small, they work beautiful.
You know, in Cliff Central, you can say whatever you want.
You don't need to be ashamed.
Do you use anymore, little blue
anymore,
pills?
Anymore.
Before it show. No, guys, but seriously, I think that the new season is bigger, it's better, it's more interesting, and the most important stuff we got, Cecily.
Oh, baby. Oh, you don't understand.
Yeah, I was going to say, Roy, are you giving her a lot of, like, a hard time on the show? Because I know Roy loves to flirt. That's his thing. Eh?
No, me?
That's his style. Yes.
Me. Ask his mommy. He's a sweet boy.
I promise you, my mommy says I'm the nicest guy in town.
Yeah. But tell us the truth, Cecily.
I think it was the other way around. I think I gave Roy a bit of a run for his money.
Cool? Yeah. I think that's good, though. Yeah. It's
make him raise his game a little bit. Yeah.
I know Cecily for a long time, and Cecily's a wonderful person. All right, I'm not going to say it next to her. Yeah, she's a wonderful person, and she really is like, she joined our team as basically a Kugel.
Oh, yes.
How do you spell a Kugel, by the way?
A Kugel.
K-U-G-E-L.
Is it with K?
Yes, I do spell
because
it
always
K.
Because I always spell you as a C with a C. Doesn't matter. I thought it's C-double-O something.
Some people say Kugel.
Yeah,
Kugel.
That's another word.
Or it could be Kugel.
C-U-N-T. No, it's not.
No.
You knew the show was going to get debauched, didn't you?
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so she joined us. Kugel, yeah. Not Kugel.
Kugel.
Kugel, yeah. Kugel. Because she stays in Sandton and she knows all the shops in Hyde Park.
That does not make me a Kugel.
It does, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But anyway, whatever.
No matter the argument. So she's like a seasoned Kugel and she knows all the brands. Really, she knows. Like Louis Vuitton is basically sits in a lounge and, you know, she knows all the stuff. So we called her just to have, she really got a taste for the finer things in life. You know,
right.
She knows the stuff. So we really needed that. From a lady's perspective, you know, sometimes we buy stuff, we don't know if we can sell it. And she gives us a different kind of, she's really an expert in brands. She really knows the brands. So that's why she joined us. But she gives me a hard time. She wants me to pay more. And I'm a pawn shop. I can't pay more. This is silly.
Yeah, but it's only because I feel sorry.
Is he offering good money for the things that are being pawned?
You know,
I mean, so it's not just, what are we pawning here? Tell me. What kind of stuff is being pawned? P-A-W-N-E-D.
I think the first thing we've
you can't give anything away on the show, hey?
Oh, we can't.
No.
Yes, we can. Who cares?
But you guys have a variety.
A huge variety of amazing things.
You can give a few hints about what's happening.
You know what I want to say?
Gold-plated Ferrari.
A gold-plated Ferrari?
Here you go.
A gold-plated Ferrari.
Who on earth is driving a gold-plated Ferrari?
Well, it's actually not.
Please introduce
me. Yeah, you're going to have to wait to see the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jen, where have we been living that we don't know about this?
But I did see a gold Lamborghini a couple of months ago. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was a garish over display of wealth and all that wonderful stuff, but it was just fantastic in its
at that time, myself and Leah were driving a Fiat. That's where
a golden Fiat. A golden Fiat.
Yeah, it better be pretty golden.
It was
golden.
A white with black roof.
So from all the exorbitant things that come into the store, are you going to have like special guests? Because I remember last year you had Kenny Kuneni. He came in. So are we going to have famous
Casper
Dupriz?
We got Casper Dupriz.
We've got Casper. Oh, that's scary.
He's had his show before.
Casper is awesome, but he's not the only one. There's a lot of guys.
But don't give it away.
No, I'm not giving nothing. Without only giving,
Casper. Well, you guys have to give us some clues. Yes. Yes. Quite we have to know what to look forward to.
There's quite a lot of other celebrities and awesome people. And we like cool people. So it must be like vibrant and...
No, it's really, really amazing. We're doing stuff, we can't say, but we're doing stuff, amazing stuff.
How is it different this year than last seasons?
I think we had some unbelievable items coming into the shop. Yeah. There's always, you know, I always say to Roy, his shop is not a normal pawn shop. And it's unfortunate that's, I suppose you have to call yourself a pawn shop.
Did you have a golden vibrator?
I'm not going to comment on that vibrator thing.
Because that was Nikita. Was talking about the vibrator.
I was told about this vibrator that somebody came in with a vibrator.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened.
Let's keep them guessing. Let's keep them guessing.
It's one of Roy's favorite story about the vibrator. I can tell it to you now. Mm-hmm. It's not made out of gold. I don't think so.
No.
Maybe make it made out of gold in this one.
No, no, but no. I'm not, leave the gold. Leave the gold one side. Gold we like in Kruger Rains or whatever. But
platinum.
The,
platinum
is not bad, but platinum went down on price quite a bit.
Yeah, it did.
So your boyfriend, when he gives you something, try for gold, not platinum.
Vibrator, so bling it with some diamonds. It's the best.
All right. So what happened, Buddha? We had an old man working with us in the shop, and I was sitting in the office, and I get this call. Roy, some lady is here. She's trying to sell me something. Yeah, please come see. So it's old man, proper, the bald little guy, and she is looking. And she's trying to give him, says, yeah, but it's a vibrator. He says, but we can't buy it second hand. We can't buy a vibrator. And he says, but it works. So she puts it on and they all say, start running around the whole table. So, but look, it's got three speeds. And this old man says, I don't want it. And throws it away. That's my story.
That's with him. I really hope you caught that on camera because it sounds hilarious. People actually think that they can come into store and bring in a vibrator.
It was hilarious.
Okay, did you give him some good cash for that one?
No, but I think we dealt with helicopters, submarines. You don't understand. The range is huge. Very interesting stuff. Very adventurous and very Cecily,
romantic. Romantic.
Yeah, no, just incredible items, but on a day-to-day basis. I mean, often when I go past the shop, just there's always something exciting that's come in, and it's either local or it's, I don't know, it can be a great designer bag or a beautiful diamond.
I invite everybody to look at the shop. Really, yeah, the shop is incredible. Amazing. You don't have to buy, guys. Just come have a look. Mm. It's like a museum.
Where's your shop?
It really is a museum.
It's at 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park.
I'm writing down the address. 341 Jan Smuts Avenue.
In Hyde Park.
Do they have parking?
Yeah, it's
just... Yeah, we've got lots of parking and you can park...
Because I need to bring my golden Ferrari.
You know? And you can park at a Colony. You can park at a Colony shopping center next to us. I mean, if the parking is full, but normally we've got like 10 parkings next to the shop. And the shop is really like a museum. And you can always pick up something for your boyfriend, for your girlfriend, for your auntie, for your... Yeah, you can pick up really stuff for whatever you want. Really, really. The thing is that we've got... Even if you are like a home designer, how do you call it?
Interior decorator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy stuff. It is a proper like a museum in the middle of Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I think that's also the crux of it, is that there's so many, you know, the demographics, the amount of people that are coming in with just astounding stuff.
Yeah, they're amazing. I must say.
Antiques and
Okay, so then the show is, so if for people who are not aware of it, so Pawn Stars is going into the second season now, showing on History Channel. So when are you on air?
29th March at 8:30, channel 186.
Okay.
That's History Channel. But I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. Till then, they can see the first season.
Yeah, catch we're still up on running. On the first season that is running now on History Channel.
Yeah.
Okay, just to catch up on the shenanigans from the first season and yes, just what you expect for second season.
I'm telling
you. Guys
I'm
are a funny bunch, guys, so I do I know
promise,
that.
I promise you. We are funny, but listen to this. They didn't want to give us the second season because they were looking for, they thought they can get a bunch of, I'm sorry to say, black South Africans that got, that run pawn shop, and they couldn't because I have not known. I don't know anybody black running a pawn shop. I just don't know.
Well, I thought Duncan's running one.
Are you running a pawn shop,
yeah, Duncan?
I'm running a pawn shop.
I think Sunshine, you like me. You want to run a pawn shop, but we're too
old. Cliff Central microphones right. Off it's hours. It's not really.
Oh, baby, Duncan.
And it's not really a shop.
Duncan,
it's a factory.
That's why he's called Duncan the Pumpkin. You have to understand. It's called Duncan the Pumpkin.
That's a whole
that's
lot
his
of
nickname. There's a reason for that.
So we really they try to say that we're not South Africans, whatever. Although I'm 30 years in South Africa. Yes, I've got some Spanish accent, but I'm 30 years in South Africa. Liel is like 20 years in South Africa.
18
years in South Africa. We were all South Africans already, and it's. And that's the problem. They wanted to change. They wanted, but there's no South Africans. And the South Africans you find, they're really in a scummy, not nice places. And we got a beautiful job, so they gave it to us the second season. And I believe the third season will be as quick, very quick.
A quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. You know what? It's a variety of life, and you're still, like I said, your characters. You guys Thank are you. Just you're authentic. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Thank you.
And South Africa is built of so many nations. What is the difference?
Exactly. Mm. So. Like Indeed. Everybody knows, so Pawn Stars South Africa, Season 2, 29th of March.
That's right, 8:30, Channel 1, Channel 1 86. And you can follow them also on Twitter.
You're welcome to my house, guys,
Pawn Stars S-A, P-A-W-N.
Look up for Cicely.
S-T-A-R-S-S-A.
So that's mine.
And there you go. Thank you so much. Well, thanks again to Roy, to Cecily, and to Liel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cecily's our new, she's our new star, proper star.
Well, all three of you are definitely proper stars. It's great
Thank
to have you
so
here
much.
On the
Thank
bus.
You so Thank much, you so much for having
Thank you. Thank you. Coming guys. Up, we've got the guys, Katie Davis and also Kotatsu from AFI Fast Track from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg. That's coming up next on The Buzz. And there you go. Don't Let Me Down from the Chainsmokers. That's right here on The Buzz, cliffcentral.com. Always great to be with you. Me, Jen Su, with Nikita Camacho. And we've got the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg that's coming up next week. That's basically Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we've got Katie Davis in studio from AFI Fast Track and Next Generation. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us all about what we can expect for MBFWJ, hashtag.
So this year our event is taking place in Sandton City in the Nelson Mandela Square.
Yay!
We're very excited. It's a beautiful glass marquee, so it's a beautiful eye catch instead of just having our normal tent. We have a great lineup. We've got some developmental, some emerging, and then our big headliners that happen. As you said, it takes place on the Thursday, the Friday, and the Saturday. And my show, the department that I run, our show is taking place on Saturday at 3:30. And just a little thing for people who don't have tickets, we will be having a special line for students. So if you come and get in early, you should be able to get into the venue.
Excellent. Now, speaking about designers, we've got Kotatsu Tsotsetsi.
Yes.
And he's on the line right now. Hi, Kotatsu. Welcome.
Hiya.
Welcome to the
Thank
Buzz.
You very much.
Yes, so tell us what you are showcasing.
Well, I'm showing a collection on the 12th of March at the Square, of course, in association with FARC. So we bring a collection that is in collaboration with hosiery and men's FARC. So that's going to be a ladies' collection.
So it's a, you said men's and women's collection?
No, just ladies.
Just the ladies' collections. And then, yes. Of course, with socks as one of the main emphases.
Yes. So we'll be drawing inspiration basically from FARC, the brand aesthetic, and how they basically produce the socks and the hosiery as well.
Excellent. And anything special or out of the box that we're going to be looking forward to?
Well, you know, it's basic themes that I haven't really attempted before in all seasons that I've showed in. So this time around, I'm looking at more store and I'm emphasizing specific parts of a woman. So that's going to come through and with like a lot of accents from colorful socks and the new range that Bart has in South Africa recently. So basically, it's like a nice collaboration where there'll be a lot of sponsor running around throughout the whole look.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to your show. And when is your show? It's on the Saturday, right?
Like it's on Saturday at 7:30.
Excellent. That's Saturday the 12th of March at 7:30. Yes. Excellent. Kotatsos, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz. Great to talk to you. Excellent. Now back to Katie Davis, of course, with AFI. You know, you guys have been doing this now for a long time.
Yes.
I am really excited again about what you have, you know, offering this year. And who are some of the big designers we can look forward to?
So Marianne Fassler is showing. We're very excited to see her latest collection. We have Nkosi Nkosi showing as well. Of course, we have David showing.
David Tlale.
Yes, mm-hmm. David Tlale.
And he's going to have this mystery location that is yet to
he
be revealed.
He always has a mystery location.
He always has an offsite. It's a part of David's aesthetic. I do know their location. It's going to be stunning. So
I was trying to get it out last week.
Yes.
When we were chatting about AFI. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to guess because just now I do guess right. So I was like, you know what? I'll just wait. I'll just wait until it happens.
I think that it's very trend focused to what we've seen overseas in venue locations and positions and a different place to take fashion to. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's still in Sandton though.
And especially now you said that there's a glass marquee and it actually reminds me about a year ago I was in Paris when they were setting up for Fashion Week and they were setting up just there by the Louvre and I was just imagining
so that's
I was
got
like,
that whole glass
yes.
marquee
yes and that's what I'm like reminiscing I'm thinking about I'm like this is what we're going to have here and you know, South African Fashion Week, we know we're taking it to new frontiers, new heights, and that we are on par with everybody else, and especially with our fashion designers.
Definitely. And we just spoke to Kotatso, and he actually started in our developmental program, Fast Track, and he's a judge this year for us on the program, and he's now a main designer on the platform. So it's amazing how, like, as you say, we've done this so many times. We bring things new. We are trying to be like what we see globally and our designers are doing it as well. They're growing at the same time as we're growing.
They're making their dreams into reality.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, it is very amazing. It's very special as somebody who kind of nurtures the younger designers to see them grow and to see them in the opportunity they get from our platform and then to showcase on the main platform. It's very exciting.
So are we going to have any crazy front row dramas this year? Are we going to have any international bloggers? Are we going to have anything interesting coming through?
There are international media that will be there. We're very excited. Hopefully no dramas. Hopefully just like greatness.
There's always
no,
one of those, you know, when somebody takes somebody else's just, front row seat and there's a little bit of a tiff.
It's always awkward. You can see it happening.
And then
it's
usually
just,
people just
watching it. It's so great.
Usually people smile and they're like, no, it's fine. But you definitely know that it's not fine and you have to try and like fix it immediately.
And then that person like walks off and I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't have been sitting there in the first place.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, always an interesting drama, but we're looking forward to it. It's from the 18th to the 20th of March.
The 10th to the 12th of March.
I'm in another time zone.
No, don't worry.
The 10th to the 12th of March. That is next Thursday to Saturday.
Yes.
Indeed. That's the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg happening at Nelson Mandela Square. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us today.
Only a pleasure.
Excellent. And this is the end of The Buzz.
That was it. So
yeah.
All these power women, all these people that we had so quickly.
I know. It was a power lunch, I must say.
Power
it was
lunch,
good.
Porn. Oh,
power lunch, porn,
that's a very quick
power women.
Well.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you again next week. I think Jason Von Berg will be back with us again.
Yeah, he'll be in studio. We'll catch him then.
Yeah, thanks again for joining us in The Buzz. And we'll see you next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.